ESPN West Palm tonight, Brian Rowitz with you. The Olympics are in the books, but obviously there's plenty to talk about from the Summer Olympics. And joining us now, he's a two-time Olympian. He's a proud Suncoast alum. It is Tony McQuay. Tony, you're someone that's competed on that highest stage. You've been at the Olympics. What's it like now as a fan sitting back and watching Team USA compete?
Oh man, the thrill is still in me. It's still there. The team is. I'm so amazed at how the team has grown. There were some errors, in the 4x1, as everybody talked about. But so those are some of the things that that are faced during those challenges when you're preparing for the games, and you don't have as much time to prepare for the games as much other teams do, because you have so many people that compete for Team USA. And, you have so many choices, so you don't get that time, to put in. But I was well pleased with the game and how well Team USA did. I was amazed with the 400 never disappoints. But yeah, I love the purple track. I love how the athletes got to come out on the boat. I thought that was really cool. I'm really big on fishing and stuff like that. So seeing that, how the athletes got to come out on the boat for the opening ceremony, I was jealous, but I was happy for them.
How difficult is it for you as a competitor to sit back and watch? And if you notice one thing wrong, not yell at the TV, but like, no, you should have started this way. How difficult is that for you as a competitor?
Oh, it's very difficult. I'm very competitive. I want the best for everybody out there competing for Team USA. But those are just the excitement. Those are some of the thrills, some of the things that you take in and you get excited about, that makes the Olympics that much better to watch.
Tony McQuay with us here, two-time Olympian, Suncoast alum. Obviously, the 100's always going to get headlines, and this year even more so when milliseconds to the thousandths are going to ultimately decide it. How difficult is that as a competitor to watch and realize that, the difference between gold and not on the podium is so minuscule?
Oh man, it was very, very difficult. The 100 and in the 400, both of those finishes were tremendous. I mean, Noah, he's my neighbor. I sent him a text. I told him, I actually sent out a tweet, and it's like, my neighbor's the 100-meter gold medal champion for the Olympics. So I was excited about that. I used to train with Noah, so I know him very well. But yeah, those races, they came down to those milliseconds, and that just goes to show. It doesn't matter how good you really are in the world, when it comes down to that moment right there, all that hard work that you put in, those things in practice when the coach says run through the line, and those days when you're extremely tired, you don't want to finish, and you want to half-ass things here and there. So those things, they show up right there in those big moments. So you see, you can't take any of those moments for granted, and you have to leave it all out there on the track.
In your racing career, how many times did you experience a finish like that? And what are those moments like where you don't know if you're first or fourth and you're just sort of waiting to see the time come across?
Oh man, 2013, when I got my first silver medal in the 400, and I had to come home strong. And I remember setting up that race. I had LaShawn Merritt and Karani James out in front of me. They were gone. They were moving. I remember coming home off that curve, and I just had to give it everything I got. Sometimes you lose. You practice all year working on your techniques and mechanics and those type of things. But when you actually get into the race, those things go out of the window when you're actually just trying to make that podium and get that medal. So, that was my moment. I remember vividly in 2013. My arms must have been flaring all over the place, head back. I was just really trying to make that stand once I seen I had somebody I can actually, beat to get there. So, those moments are what make the Olympics special in my eyes.
How excruciating do you think it was for someone like Noah when you're sitting there waiting to find out that time and it is so close? You obviously know when you're crossing the line, everyone's here, it's going to be close. How excruciating do you see that being?
Man, honestly, as an athlete, I would say, when I'm looking up at the board, I'm not even actually looking at the time first. I'm looking to see where my name is placed first and seeing the time second. But I know at that moment, for Noah and the rest of those guys, not knowing, just that anxiety of not knowing, and then it's building up, and it can all come so either so fast or it can come later. You just never know. But you just have to take it in for what it is. I mean, of course, when you see your name come up on there and it's within that top three, it doesn't even matter what that time is, as long as you got on that podium, it's the goal.
Tony McQuay this year, Suncoast alum, two-time Olympian, talking summer games. You mentioned it, as long as you're on the podium, it's important. But how important is it to Team USA track that Noah got that gold in the 100?
Oh, very, very important. I'm sure. Noah, he's the face of Team USA. It's a lot of money that goes into, promotions and those things. So, especially through an Olympic year, you want your stars to actually show up to the games and perform well. And he didn't disappoint. Noah, he did a tremendous job of representing Team USA. Getting the media attention and actually putting his time out on the track. Despite coming up short in one of his main events in the 200, he still had a tremendous Olympics in my eyes. It's not easy juggling, especially in both sprints, running the one and the two, especially coming off a 9.7, that can take a lot out of your legs. And then, having to compete against, extremely well other athletes as well from other countries, especially, they being few lanes in front of you and being just as good, if not better, in the future. So those things you have to take into account. So he had a really good Olympics. Noah did not disappoint in my eyes.
Obviously, on the track is what you're going to remember, and those medals you took home from Rio and London. For you, what were the off-the-track moments at the Olympics that still to this day you look back and are like, how did that happen? Like, off the track, what were some of those moments in your Olympic experience?
Off the track in my Olympic experience, oh man.
Whether it be
Probably just
meeting
kind of,
someone or new friendships, just things like that.
I met a lot of people. I can't even begin to name how many people I met. But probably just some of the moments of just being in the Olympic Village, just taking in the experience and just accepting the blessing and understanding where I was in that moment, I would say. When you're at the Olympics and you're competing, sometimes athletes, you blank out. I mean, the only thing on your mind is actually getting that medal. So you don't really understand, like, because it's already enough just making the team itself, getting through the trials. Because getting through the trials is actually, to me, harder competing than actually competing at the Olympics in some aspects. But once you're there, I wish I could just go back and just, just take in exactly everything that I was surrounded by, all the great people, all the great athletes, all the moments, the history that was being made. But my mind was just so focused on, getting a medal at the time that I didn't even realize what I had going on. I was just really just taking it as another meet.
Back home here in Palm Beach County, you represent Suncoast High School, the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. Welcomed in a Suncoast alum and Devin Hester getting in. How proud does it make you to see Suncoast on such a national stage?
Oh man, I'm extremely proud. I tell people all the time, I went to the same high school as Devin Hester. I want everybody to know we're the same high school as Devin Hester. I was a big Devin Hester fan in high school. I wanted to be just like Devin on the field. One of my high school coaches is actually really good friends with Devin. I got to meet him. His sons are doing an amazing job as well in youth football. Those are some of the things I was actually want to get into. I'm not actually running professionally anymore. Getting more involved with, youth sports and track and field youth and developing athletes into becoming, faster and stronger and better, preparing them for the next stages.
When it comes to our area in Palm Beach County, what is it that makes, you compete on the football field, but what makes athletics so special down here in Palm Beach County?
Oh man, it's the atmosphere. And you bred into it, the atmosphere there. I mean, you're not going to find kids that have that same hunger naturally. Anywhere else in any part of Florida, it's the swag there. It's just like it's a certain character that you carry on your shoulder when you're from that area. When it's surrounded by all sports, it just carries off into everything. I would say even when you find athletes that do some of the other sports like soccer, you don't really have a lot of people that grow up in West Palm and down South area that get involved with soccer. But when you run into them, you can tell like just from there, like how they perform on the field, like. They're from down south for sure. Like the way they move, the way they swag, the way they hold aura on their profession just is.
You follow him on Twitter slash X at TMQ400, a two-time Olympian representing Suncoast High School. Tony, appreciate the time and best of luck with
No
everything.
problem. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything.